And many of those differences are because both committee leaders come from opposite sides of the political aisle. House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson is a Republican, while Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow is a Democrat. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for American Farm Bureau, points out some of the differences in what the two ag committee leaders are pushing for in the new farm bill.
Both overviews make large investments in Title I. We also see from Chairman Thompson's bill will include provisions to prevent states from regulating animal welfare outside of their borders. In Chairman Stabenow's bill, it does make conservation programs permanent. One thing she also wants to do is impose a $700,000 adjusted gross income limit for commodity program payments.
Gilson says the next few weeks will be critical in determining what happens next in the process.
The May 23rd markup from the House Ag Committee, depending on how that goes, will determine what happens in this Congress in terms of the Farm Bill. If we get a solid bipartisan vote out of that committee, I think it can move to the House floor and really put pressure on the Senate.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.